Good morning, KC. Maroon 5. Of course, tomorrow we'll have more tickets before they go on sale with our birthday game.
That's right. We'll play around 7:30 or so. We'll give out a month. And if you were born in that month and you get through the first caller, you'll win. So I'm excited because... obviously, Teresa's Tabloid Trash. You guys know I'm all about the celebrity gossip. And there is a show here in Kansas City that airs daily, 10 p.m. on KSMO, my network TV. And that is Page Six TV.
As long as there's been a New York, there's been one source for news and gossip. The New York Post. Famous for headlines that make headlines. And one section that's become a cultural phenomenon and go-to source for celebrity and entertainment news. Page Six. Page Six doesn't just know gossip, we invented it.
And we have one of their entertainment correspondents, Elizabeth Wagmeister. Good morning, Elizabeth.
How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're super excited, but we got to get to the one thing right off the bat. Wendy Williams, fake or not fake?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, no. This was not fake. This is real, and I just want to say right now, I want to say to Wendy, I hope you're okay, and I hope you're taking care of yourself. I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. I'm actually a fainter myself, and it is the scariest thing. I've never fainted on set, but I have fainted before. This was not fake. I mean, Bevy, who's on our show, Bevy does Wendy's show all the time. She is very good friends with her and very close with her. This was the real deal, and we're actually talking about it tonight on our show. Her staff members are really, really concerned because you guys saw she actually got back on and she wanted to tell her viewers, I'm okay. But that's the thing about Wendy. She's a workhorse. She just wants to keep working. And her staff members are worried because they want to make sure that she takes the time to really take care of herself and make sure that she's all okay.
Okay. Next, the big story we've been talking about for several days now, Kevin Spacey. The latest we're hearing is that not only is the final season of House of Cards coming up, but now they've halted production. Do you have anything new?
Oh, yes, I do. So that's absolutely right. They have halted production. Now, I just want to clear up the timeline a little bit because obviously all the headlines that everyone's seen is the show's ending, it's canceled. Well, yes, it's ending, but it actually wasn't in response to Kevin Spacey. My sources say that Netflix always knew that six seasons was the plan. That's what they were going to do. Season six has been in production in Baltimore. And when this Kevin Spacey news came out, it was very convenient that all of a sudden then the cancellation could be announced. Well, I think what happened and what they realized is people were not only angry, but this is a very serious situation. They need to make sure that everybody on set, the cast, the crew is okay. That's why Netflix, they basically called an emergency meeting. They had all of their executives from Los Angeles fly out to Baltimore, which is where they shoot the show. Kevin Spacey was not on set when they went there, and they spoke to all the cast and crew to see how everyone was doing. And then, you know, what do we know? The next day, they shut down production to, A, make sure that everybody's okay, and B, to really investigate what's going on there. So, we're going to have to keep watching this story. I'm definitely keeping an eye on it. I'm talking to my sources, and we'll definitely have an update for you on Page Six TV on whether or not, you know, this show goes forward and what they can do. But what I can tell you is Variety actually exclusively broke, because, you know, aside from Page Six TV, I also write for Variety.
Right.
We exclusively broke that Netflix is also developing multiple spinoffs for House of Cards. But again, this is not in reaction to the Kevin Spacey news. But again, we were able to break it the day that the news came out. But these things are in development for months and months and months, sometimes even years. It takes forever to get a show off the ground. So while House of Cards will be ending, it's very possible there will be a spinoff in that world. And no, Kevin Spacey will not be anywhere near any of those spinoffs.
Okay, and Elizabeth, wrapping up Halloween, we had so much fun here with costumes. What were some of the best celebrity costumes you saw?
Oh my gosh, okay. So we had so much fun on set here too. And last night, we actually all went to Heidi Klum's Halloween party here in New York City. So I have to give a shout out to her. She is the queen of Halloween. And the reason why she had the best costume, I don't know if you saw, but she paid tribute to Thriller and she was the wolf. The reason why she had the best costume is because we did not know who she was. Her prosthetics and her makeup was so good that I'm telling you, we were on the red carpet. Heidi, like, flew right by us, and we basically saw a werewolf with a bodyguard, and we didn't even know it was her.
I did see the pictures. It looks fantastic. Speaking of the Jackson family and Thriller, what's going on with Michael Jackson's mom?
Yeah, we have this this weird story this morning, Elizabeth, saying that Catherine has filed papers to say that she's no longer going to be Blanket's guardian because she's no longer needed. So at 15, is he going to live alone or is he going to live with his older siblings? Do you know anything about that story?
You know, right now it's not one of the main stories I'm working on. But, I mean, what I could say is at 15, you know, I would not think from what we've seen in the past from the Jackson family with Paris, but also just from other celebrity kids, I don't think that he would live on his own. I mean, the Jackson family, for all of the antics and all the news that is out there, they are, you know, they're close, and they're not going to let him live on his own. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one, and next time we talk, I will have more info for you on that one, but that's not one of the topics that we're talking about on tonight's show, but we do have some really fun topics. We're talking about J-Rod, Jennifer Lopez, and A-Rod, and how, well, I'll just tease. He sent her a text, which started off their whole relationship and said something very interesting. And like I said, we're going to be talking about Wendy Williams. We're going to be talking about Halloween. And in light of the Kevin Spacey news, there's actually another high-powered figure in the world of entertainment who just had a sexual assault allegation come against him. So we are going to be talking about that as well.
Well, we'll have to tune in tonight to Page Six TV. It airs daily here in Kansas City at 10 p.m. on KSMO, My Network TV. Elizabeth, thank you so much for the scoop. We're going to have you on more often.
Yeah, feel free to call anytime.
I would love to call back. Thank you so much.
Get up, waking your up.
It's the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.